Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Regents of the University of California are searching for a way to raise more than $2 billion for the UC system and avoid a 16% tuition hike. KPCC's Julie Small reports that at the Regents meeting in San Francisco Thursday, the proposal to raise tuition by double digits for 4 years running generated heated objections.
The amount UC students end up paying depends on whether California agrees to boost funds for the 10-campus system. UC President Mark Udoff told Regents the UC can use the tuition hike to barter for more money from state lawmakers.
If you will give us a way forward out of the fog, we can keep prices down for students and we can preserve the quality of this great university. If you don't do that, then there are going to be consequences.
Undergraduates would pay $22,000 a year in tuition, double what they pay now. UC Irvine student Summer Koh flew up from Long Beach to urge Regents to reject the tuition hikes. The business administration major says she recently called up her student account online
and saw my tuition go up $800 in a quarter. My mom had sticker shock, like, oh my God, how are we going to do this?
Regents discussed other ways to plug the deficit and spare students, floating a ballot initiative, pressuring state lawmakers, attracting corporate donations for scholarships. Regent Eddie Island said tuition hikes have been the path of least resistance and the wrong path for the University of California.
We have a mandate to educate millions of underrepresented minority kids, and we can't get there from here with high student fees.
The Regents didn't decide whether to raise tuition. They intend to address the UC's funding gap at their next meeting in November. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.
Volunteer programs aimed at helping drug addicts get sterile needles have been operating in California for years with varying degrees of openness and legal authority. The idea is to curb the spread of infectious diseases like HIV and hepatitis. Public experts say it works, but that doesn't make the programs any less controversial. Alice Daniel reports on how one Fresno needle exchange is hoping a proposed state law will allow them to go mainstream.
Need alcohol wipes, cotton cookers.
Dallas Blanchard sounds a bit like a hawker at a sports arena, except that he's sitting outside a 1964 school bus turned medical clinic on an isolated street in Fresno handing IV drug users clean syringes and metal bottle caps to cook their drugs.
In the 1 hour that we're here on Saturday, we see roughly 100 to 150 people, and we exchange between 7 and 10,000 syringes.
How you doing?
Not maybe about 40, maybe 50.
The clients dump their used needles in a biohazard container. Sometimes they give a donation, a few coins or a dollar, before getting clean needles. Blanchard says he's volunteered for the needle exchange for 16 years, even though it's technically illegal. He sees it as a form of social activism in a city that has one of the highest rates of IV drug use in the country.
I do it as a way to prevent and slow the spread of HIV, AIDS, and hepatitis C. It's a proven intervention in controlling disease.
Inside the green and gold bus, a young woman named Anna, who didn't want to use her last name, is being treated by two doctors for an abscess in her leg. She starts crying and says heroin has really screwed her up. She became an addict after running away from home.
Hey, listen, why don't you sit out here for a little while, and then we're going to recheck the wound, make sure the bleeding has stopped, and before you head on out, okay?
Okay?
When you get so, you know, there's plenty of water out there to drink, okay?
Dr. Mark Lasher has run the free medical clinic in this bus every Saturday for 14 years. During the week, he's a medical director at a methadone clinic. When he thinks a patient is ready, he brings up that option.
If they're interested in being in detox, on Monday, I can admit them to a detox program for $1 more than their next $20 bag of heroin.
Several federal studies show needle exchanges are an effective way of reducing HIV and hepatitis C rates. Lasher says his medical services are also a bridge to treatment.
This acts as a portal to the healthcare system for people who have fallen off the edge of the earth, basically.
Lasher and other healthcare officials were working to widen that porthole with a unique pilot project that would bring the exchange out of the shadows, give it an address at a local drug treatment clinic, and link addicts to more health and social services. They needed and originally had the sanction of the Fresno County Board of Supervisors, but recently the board rescinded the agreement. Supervisor and registered nurse Judy Kay says she has always been against the project. She believes needle exchanges enable IV drug users to do something that is illegal.
If you hand somebody a needle that wants to use it to inject a drug, are you really helping them? Or are you just allowing them to continue in something you think could be very destructive for them? It's destructive for their family.
Even though the county board isn't authorizing the needle exchange, the Fresno County Department of Health has worked alongside the operation for years, offering free testing for HIV and hepatitis C. Jenna Adams is a disease specialist with the department and says she has seen an increase in the last few years of young adults using IV drugs. Her fear is that without needle exchange programs, there will be a new generation of injection drug users
who may have a difficult time accessing clean syringes, which means that for the public health standpoint, we're going to see increases of HIV and hepatitis C.
19 counties and 4 cities in California have authorized needle exchange programs. None of them are in the Central Valley. If the governor signs AB 604, the State Department of Public Health would have the power to authorize local needle exchange programs. Another bill on the governor's desk, SB 41, would allow physicians, pharmacists, and approved needle exchanges to provide clean needles without a prescription. For now, the Fresno Needle Exchange will continue doing what it's been doing for years, passing out sterile needles to anyone who asks. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
And that's the California Report for Friday, September 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller. Nina Thorson and Thomas Gorman directed the show. Our interns are Julia Bernstein, Nicholas Carpenter, and Bridget Bodner. The editor is Dan Brecky, with help this week from Kat Snow. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. The producer is Victoria Malion. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.